It's 90.3 FM, listener-powered KEXP. Ben Gibber, live in the studios of KEXP. And I don't know if I should introduce you as solo artist, Death Cab member, Postal Service member. So much going on. Many, many hats you wear.
Just wearing a lot of hats these days.
That's right.
Possibly too many.
And that one, talk a little bit about where people can find that.
There's a label out of Austin, Texas called Post Parlo. It's run by a very nice gentleman named Ben Dickey. And he has a series of EPs called the Home Series. That, this one that I did, it's a split EP with Andrew Kenny, who's the front man for American Analog Set. And it's a really cool series. They just kind of pair up people, and then the theme is home, and
right.
The songs are to be somewhat related to that. And there's a lot of really good ones that come out. There's the last one before ours was Bright Eyes and Britt Daniel from Spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it's just a fun little thing, and I think you can get it at record stores everywhere.
And you talked a little bit about the man behind Post Parlo.
Yeah.
He's a busy guy, too.
He may be the busiest man in indie rock outside of, you know, running the label, and he's in this really great band called the Western Keys. And,
yep.
He also, I believe, tour manages Spoon and is out doing something with Beck related to the production of the show. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's some. But you know, I get emails from him once in a while, like, because you know, it took a while to get. I didn't get the EPs until like last week. And I was like, "Where are the EPs?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm on the road. They'll get to you eventually." So if somebody has ordered one via mail order, it may be a while.
And it's called Home 5, isn't it?
Home 5, yeah.
It's
the Home Series number 5.
Now, you, like I just mentioned, you're doing a lot of different musical things. Do you do the things outside like he does? Is there other things? Do you concentrate mostly on just the performance and being, or do you get on the business side of things or working with other artists on the outside of the music part of it?
Well, I kind of started through Barsoo kind of doing this like small 7-inch series called Bedside Recordings, mm-hmm. where I'm just trying to solicit friends to give me tracks that they just kind of casual tracks that they would do at home, or just really simple stuff and just pressing really short runs of stuff and just kind of having them be available through Barsoo Records.
Has that been a good experience?
Yeah, I mean it's exactly what I was hoping it would be. It's
yeah.
I mean, completely stress free and fun, and you know. I'm kind of getting the tracks together and then kind of assembling everything and then just, you know, giving it to Barsoo and letting them do all the hard work.
That's a way
yeah.
to do it. Okay, I've done all the fun part. Now you do the hard
right,
work.
Right, exactly, yeah. So, but it's good. I mean, we had the one that I just did was a John Vander Slice Mountain Goat split. That
oh, cool.
Was luckily gone like that.
I would
was,
imagine.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I got a call from Vander Slice and I mailed them to John Darnielle and to Vander Slice like a couple weeks ago, and he still hasn't got his. But they're already sold out. So, I mean, I sent him his copies, and I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. If you don't get them, they're, you know, I'm trying to track the package, find out where it is, and
oh,
nobody
man.
Knows where it is.
He's going to have to go to eBay one day and find it just so he can own a copy.
Yeah, well, you start getting paranoid, too. You start wondering if somebody stole the mail or something like
right.
that. But now, at least I know the numbers of the 7-inches that I sent him. So if, you know, something pops up on eBay, and it's like, you know, John Vander Slice Mountain Goats, number 53.
You're going to nail
that's him. That's the thief. Yeah.
Good job. Way to yeah. keep track of of the things.
There's only 500 of them, so it's not too hard to keep track of them.
Well, you got a bunch of different songs to play. we'll identify each one, I guess, after.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it wide open for you, and
okay.
We'll talk more about what you're up to, and we'll let you
okay.
play a few more. It's Ben Gibbard. He's live in the studios here at KXP. It's a morning show.
Yeah, this song, I'm going to... I've been trying to figure out different songs to play just from different stuff, and I had dinner with my friend Rob last night, and he's like, oh, you should play This is the Dream of Evan and Sean, which is a Dintel song that I did with Jimmy, who is in the Postal Service, and so I tried to arrange it for this, and so this is how it goes, if I can play here.